Okay, one of my children asked me on Shabbos if right after Shabbos, straight from Maariv, he can go to a friend's house and not come home for Avdallah, because his friend had recorded a very important playoff basketball game that happened on Shabbos afternoon, and he knew that if he would come home for Avdallah, someone would turn on the radio, turn on the computer, and he'd find out the score, and that would ruin everything. Little did he know, by going to Maariv, he was going to find out the score. I don't know how, but by going to Maariv, he already found out the score. But the question arose then, wait a second, is his friend allowed to do that? Are you allowed to record? I'm not going to ask about regular season games, but what about very important basketball games, the first playoff game? Are you allowed to record things on Shabbos to watch after Shabbos? Is there any issue with doing that? Is there any halachic problem with doing that? So as luck would have it, I saw that Rabbi Jachter in Gray Matter Volume 4 has an article on exactly this topic, and whether there's any isser of recording a sporting event, dafka, a sporting event, but pashtus is it would apply for a television show or for anything else that you would want to record on Shabbos, not a din in sporting events per se. So there, the pasuk in Chumash tells us that when it talks about the isser of doing malacha on Shabbos, says that not only are we not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos, but our behemoths are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos also, our children are not allowed to do malachas on Shabbos, all including the malacha. The pasuk does not tell us that our kelim are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos, that items that we own are not allowed to do malacha on Shabbos. So you think, okay, great, no problem. So my television or my DVR is my kli, and it's doing malacha, that's no problem. However, it's not that simple. There's a Mishnah, Masech Shabbos, of Yitzayin and Beis. The Mishnah has a machlokas Beishame Beis Hillel about Shvisas Kelim. Beishame says that there is an Isra of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. Your kelim are not allowed to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says the context is setting a trap. You set a trap to trap an animal on Shabbos. You set it all before Shabbos. The trap is going to work. It's going to kick in. It's going to snap down on the rat on Shabbos. So Beishame says no good because it's doing a malacha for you on Shabbos. Beis Hillel says that it is fine, that it is good because there's no issue of Shvisas Kelim on Shabbos. Okay, we still should be in the clear because if Beis Hillel is Mekel and Beishame is Machmir, so obviously we're going to pass like the Beis Hillel. In fact, the Rabban of Shabbos Paragim Malacha Beis, of course, passing like the Beis Hillel. But here's the problem. There's a Braisa daf Yud Chesam and Alf from Masechta Shabbos. The Braisa tells us that you're not allowed to put wheat in a mill that runs with water power on Shabbos, before Shabbos. You're not even allowed to put it in before Shabbos if it's going to continue to grind and the wheels are going to keep on turning and continue to grind into Shabbos. So that Braisa sounds like Shvisas Kelim is an issue. So there are two ways to deal with that brisa, meaning we have a problem here. On the one end, we have Beis Hillel telling us, Shvisas Kelim, no problem, your kelim can do whatever you want. Then we have a brisa that tells us, you're not allowed to have your mill going on Shabbos, even though you didn't do anything on Shabbos, you did everything before Shabbos, to set it in motion. So Rav Yosef in the Gemara over there says that, yeah, because that brisa is going like Shitas Beis Shammai, and we already reject Shitas Beis Shammai. So you don't have to worry at all about that brisa. So no problem at all. That's Rabbi Yosef's approach. Rabbah, however, disagrees. Rabbah says that we do have to worry about this brisa, and that there is a difference between this brisa and the Machlokas Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Even Beis Hillel would agree that midrabbanan, there's something called avshamilsa. The midrabbanan, you're not supposed to have machinery running that's going to make loud noise and it's going to draw attention on Shabbos. Any machinery that runs, that draws attention, is going to cause people to be suspicious, and it's going to be a zilzul Shabbos, because everyone's going to hear the noise coming on Shabbos from a machine that's doing a malacha, so that you're not allowed to do, even if you don't do anything on Shabbos, your machine shouldn't be working on Shabbos. So now, if we paskin like Rav Yosef, that whole brisa is a non-issue whatsoever, that whole brisa is only l'fi shitas beis shammai, so again, we still have no problem. If we paskin like Rabbah, well, then we have to look at each kli that may be doing malacha for us on Shabbos and say, well, wait a second, is this kli causing a zilzul Shabbos? Is it drawing attention? Does it make things look suspicious in any way? And then we might have a problem. So how do the Rishonim paskin? So it's Machlokas Rishonim, who the paskin like. Tosos Dibra Maskel V'Hashta quotes Rabbeinu Tam, who paskins like Rav Yosef, the more Mekel Shita. Tosos themselves paskins like Rabba, the more Machmir Shita. The Ramban paskins like Rabba, also as the more Machmir Shita, not the more Mekel Shita. What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? Simin Reish Nun Beis Si'if Hey, says the Shulchan Aruch, where is it? Umutr Laseis Chitim Latoch Rechaim Shalmayim Samach Lechashecha. You're allowed to put wheat in a water mill Samach Hashem before Shabbos starts, even though it's continue to go on Shabbos, no problem, says Shulchan Aruch. Says the Rama, V'lo cheshinon la'ashmas kol she'yomru rechayim shalploni toknas b'Shabbos. Don't worry about the fact that it's making noise and everyone's going to say this is grinding on Shabbos. But then the Rama says, V'yesh osrim b'rechayim. But some say that it's osir. U'v'chol makom she'yesh lachush la'ashmas kol. And not just by rechayim, any place that you have to worry about noise that's being made. V'hachi nog l'charchilo. Ooh, so the Rama says that we are knowing l'charchilo to be worried about any machine that makes noise and is going to draw suspicion. Miu b'makom pseida yesh lahakel. But if it's makom pseida, then yesh lahakel. If it's going to be a major loss, a major tzarech gadol, then we could be makel if it's going to make noise. Ah, a championship game maybe, I don't know. But if it's, no, I'm just joking about that. But if it's going to be a major loss, then we could be makel. So if that's the case, so let's discuss different types of kelim that may work on Shabbos. So in terms of an air conditioner, let's say. So most of us do have the practice that we set our air conditioners and they'll go on at Shabbos. Now an air conditioner can make plenty of noise. It certainly turns on and makes plenty of noise. So the Rama writes the following. The Rama writes, what about setting a clock, let's say a cuckoo clock or something, or a clock, a grandfather clock, that every hour, ding, you know, gives off a loud... Are you allowed to set such a clock before Shabbos? Can you have such a clock running on Shabbos? So says the Rama, that's no problem. Even though it's not a major pseudo or anything, mutter lamed klei mishkola shekorin zeger, mayor of Shabbos, afal pishim hashmiya kol lo'odiya hasholos b'Shabbos, even though it's letting you know, beeps on the hour, ki hakol yodim shadarkam la'amido me'atmo. Everyone realizes that just runs constantly and that it's always supposed to be done. Me'atmo is always supposed to be done the day before. So since everyone realizes that that's the way it's done, plus you have an additional svara, it's not really a zilzul Shabbos because this is something that's being done on Shabbos for Shabbos, meaning the clock, you need to know the time on Shabbos. It's not like a recording that's going to help you for after Shabbos. It's not a dishwasher that's going to clean the dishes for you to have after Shabbos, or a washing machine, something like that. This is being done for Shabbos itself. So maybe so the Rama says certainly there's much more room to be made with that. Pashas, the air conditioner, fits under that heter. That even though it's noisy, even though it makes noise and it draws attention, but everyone knows it's set up that way, Meirosh, that it's always on a constant cycle. It's on a thermostat that when it hits a certain temperature, it's going to turn back on. Now, Ravadia in the Tshuva, Nichavdas, Chel Gimel, Simi Yuches, discussed what about a washing machine? What if you put something in the washing machine right before Shabbos, and the washing machine is going on Shabbos? So Ravadia Paskins, he says, typically it's Asur for an Ashkenazi. For Sephardi, it's fine, because again, Sephardim hold no problem if Hashemah is called. It's not an issue at all. For an Ashkenazi, typically it would be a problem, but he was asked about a very specific case. A lot of times, Chayalim, people who are serving in the army, they'll get an off Shabbos, and their off Shabbos, the army is not like giving them a long weekend. They don't get like Thursday to Monday. They'll get like Mamish Shabbos off. So they'll catch the last bus back home, where they get home Mamish 5 minutes before Shabbos, and they have to take the first bus out right after Shabbos. So they come home, all the clothing is a mess, and they wanna wash their clothing. So he was asked, in that case, can they put the clothing in the washing machine before Shabbos and let it wash into Shabbos? So Rav Avadya writes, in that case, it's mutter, even according to the Rama. Why? Because Rama said, b'makom pseida yesh lahakel, that if there's a major tzorech, a major pseida, then we could be makel. So in terms of the issue of, going back to the game, recording a game, is it something that draws attention? Is it something that makes noise? So when I was growing up, there used to be something called the VCR. When the VCR, you were able to set it also. We had something called timers. But the VCR, you were able to set the VCR, but you would hear it. The VCR would turn on, and you'd hear the tape going around and around. With the DVR, I don't have a DVR, because I don't have a TV, so whatever. But if you, from what I'm told, from what I've seen, at most a little light turns on. But there's no noise that happens. There's nothing that actually draws attention to it. So from a strictly halachic perspective, from that point of view, in terms of the issue of avshe milsa, of the noise that it's making and the zilzal Shabbos, not so much. Hard to say that would be asr on those grounds. There is another potential reason, though, that it could be asr. Rav Moshe or Chaim Chelik Dalet Simon Samach was asked by Rav Mordechai Tendler about whether it's mutter to put food that's raw in an oven that's off on Shabbos. and have a Shabbos clock or have a timer in the oven. All the ovens now have like computers built in that it will have a timer that will turn it on an hour before your Shabbos meal, so you'll have perfectly freshly cooked food, right? So you'll let and you're not cooking, not doing anything on Shabbos. It's doing itself on Shabbos. So Rav Moshe says very clearly, "La'nias daiti pashut sha'asur lahatir zeh." It's interesting. He doesn't say usher to do this. It's usher to be matir this. If you're a rabbi and you're asked this question, as a responsible rabbi, you better not be matir something like this. You can't be matir this. Why? Darei al yidei morashos kazeh yuchol m'lasos kolam lachos b'shabes u'b'kol batei acharoshes parentheses factories ve'ein l'chazilzul gadol shabes mizeh. You could run, the Shabbos could run like a weekday with timers. Everything, all the factories could operate, everything could just go as normal. And that's crazy, there's no way. He says, if they had such a thing in the days of Tanam Amorim, you don't think this would have been an Isser? At least like Amir Eliakum? He says, that's why they asked Amir Eliakum. So of course they would have made this Isser. There's no way that this would be Mutter. Rav Moshe has this tshuva where he's very clearly against the idea of using timers. At the end, he says, to use timers to turn on and off lights, apparently the minhag was that people would do Amir al-Akram to turn on and off lights. Even turn lights on. People would do Amir al-Akram to turn on and off lights on Shabbos for the Shabbos meals. He said Gedolim screamed about it, they didn't like it, that people would do Amir al-Akram for these things. But everyone came up with some heter of why that was the minhag. So apparently this has been in the minhag for centuries, that Amir al-Akram was mutter for turning on and off lights. So you want to set a timer to turn on and off lights, so that's hard to say that it's going to be us. So that probably would be mutter. So pashtus is, if you say like Rav Moshe, setting a timer to tape a game to record a game is probably going to be a problem. However, you should realize that many, many poskim do not accept Rav Moshe's very strong opposition to timers. There are many poskim, Shlomo Zalman amongst them, Rav Aldenberg and Tzitz Eliezer, Rav Vadia and Yechav Adas, seem to assume that timers as a rule should not be strictly forbidden. What about taping a game, though? Is there any reason to say maybe we should be a little more machmir when it comes to taping a game? So Rabbi Jachter quotes that Rav Aaron Lichtenstein and Rav Schechter from in Mipnei Rav quotes from the Rav that they thought it would be a very, very bad idea to tape a sporting event on Shabbos. Technically Yasser, very hard to say that it's technically Yasser. Doesn't fit any of the technical Isurim, unless you're a Rav Moshe man, unless you put nothing on timers except for your lights. If you're a Rav Moshe man, then certainly you shouldn't tape a game either. Rabbi Jachter just also points out that you should realize, he doesn't point it out this way, but let's say, sometimes recording a game has a halachic advantage also. See, when you watch a game live, you're enticed to watch the commercials also. And the commercials usually is where all the pretzels is. So, especially on sporting events, because they're trying to market to the male audience between, 20 and 50, and that's their, it's the demographic that they're looking for. So the significant pretzels in the commercials. When you DVR a game, right, you could skip the commercials, right? So if you could skip them, that would certainly be better, to be able to skip the commercials. I don't think it's worth recording on Shabbos. You could also find out the score after Shabbos and still be able to talk intelligently around the water cooler by reading the article about the game and watching the ESPN highlights afterwards. So not all that much is lost. So in general, we have to keep in mind how to prioritize things in our lives. And if we miss a sporting event, it's really not the end of the world.